Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Sir, I bring you the FBI. How did that quote go? Did you use that quote down at the SHOT Show a few times? What was your FBI quote, John?
From Die Hard, you ask for a miracle, I give you the FBI.
There it is. There it is. Man, this has got to be the oh for Pete's sake moment. So here you've got Tom Homan, President Trump's border czar, and they're rounding up the most hardened criminal illegal aliens out there. We're talking about murderers, rapists, hardcore drug dealers, and more. And yet, apparently, the latest indication is that somebody in the FBI leaked details of these operations to the media. How outrageous is that? I hope if they find out who did this and they prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law.
Here we are right in the middle of knowing that this organization is corrupt. I mean, almost corrupt beyond repair. But everybody's always said, all you've heard for all these years is that, oh, it's just a couple of people at the top, right? The people on the ground are good people, right? Well, the LA Times pretty much outed, in my opinion, the LA office of the FBI for outing these raids. Raids were outed, Aaron, in Aurora, Colorado, in Chicago, and in L.A. And as you know, they went on those raids. My people were down there on those raids in Colorado, and they show up to the targets, and no one is there. I mean, do you know how, not only do they let these criminal gangsters free, on the loose, but yet they put all of those people in danger. What if there was an ambush set up? What if there were booby traps set up? I'm telling you, Aaron, these people need to be hunted down. You need to go into these FBI offices and get everybody that had any kind of access to those plans polygraphs. I mean, you're going in for interviews. You're going to get polygraphed. We are going to find who did this, and you are not only going to get fired, you're going to get prosecuted.
So Matt Walsh with the DailyWire.com, he's, great commentator. He's had some great documentaries, Am I Racist? And then What is a Woman? He tweeted out and did an article at the Daily Wire showing all of the criminal illegal, well, not all of them, just some of the criminal illegal aliens arrested this past weekend alone. Murderers, rapists, gang members, ICE, New York City, federal agents apprehended a guy convicted of rape and sentenced to 10 years probation is all he got for that. They also arrested a member of Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan prison gang. ICE San Diego arrested a Guatemalan national arrested for willful cruelty to a child. Willful cruelty to a child. This is what the Democrats are shrieking and shrilling about, is these types of people getting deported.
Think about where we were just 20 years ago. The FBI was considered the number one law enforcement agency in the world. And right here where we sit right now today, you can't even trust them to bring them on a raid or let them see your out plans.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy when you think about it. And not only is Tom Homan saying that that's the likely source of the leak, Kristi Noem, Secretary of Homeland Security, said the same thing yesterday as well, or 2 days ago. All right, stand by. John Jetson, the Joker from X, in the house.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Soon, you might be able to have your gun in the sun. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis likes to refer to the place as the free state, though Second Amendment proponents have long bemoaned the state still does not conform to the so-called constitutional carry standard. And while the state in 2023 began allowing permitless concealed carry, only now is DeSantis openly calling for a bill to legalize open carry throughout the state, meaning walking around with your handgun visibly holstered. Regardless, Florida is still widely considered gun-friendly. It stands in sharp contrast to states like New Jersey, where Governor Phil Murphy said the Supreme Court's Bruin case would lead to more deaths due to it ending gun restrictions. Well, New Jersey's been issuing more carry permits ever since, and now it's revealed that reports of gun-related violence are down to a 15-year low. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Not Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, real quick, quick heads up out there, because I know some of you may be trying to call in. Our phone lines are on ice a little bit this morning. Our phone lines froze up on us. So, unfortunately, we can't take your phone calls yet. But if you are desperate to be heard, if you really want to call into this show, I joke around. It's like Chandler from Friends. We'll call you. We'll call you, Janice. What you got to do, message us on the Montana Talks app, and then we'll call you through our computer. So even though the phone lines are down, we can call you through our computer as a nice little backup here. Or you can just send us a message on the Montana Talks app in the meantime. And thankfully, we've got John Jackson, the Joker from X, sidekicking with us here for the rest of the morning. All right, John, I want to get your take on this. But first, pull that straw out of your coffee cup. Pull that straw out of your... I'm joking. He does not have a straw in his coffee. Have you ever seen a dude, like, with a hot cup of coffee and then sipping the coffee out of a straw? I'm like, you're not from around here, are you?
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm not trying to be judgmental, but it's like, yeah, you might be from California.
You're putting some symbolism out there that you don't want to put out there, particularly if you're with a woman. Just stop.
All right, let's go. Jesse Waters agrees. Real men don't use straws. Come on now. If you do, it's to stir the drink, but exactly. Not to actually, drink the drink. But anyway, yeah, President Trump was talking about these stupid paper straws and more. Waters talked about it last night on Fox.
One in five Democrats say Trump's doing a good job. Even Democrats hate paper straws.
We're going back to plastic straws. These things don't work. I've had them many times, and on occasion they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a ridiculous situation. So we're going back to plastic straws. I think it's okay. And I don't think that plastic's going to affect a shark very much as they're eating, as they're munching their way through the ocean.
We'll never use straws, so it doesn't affect prime time.
All right, I had to conclude that last part when Jesse Waters says, real men never use straws, so it doesn't really affect prime time. Cold drinks, it's authorized. It is authorized with cold drinks. But hot drinks? Who's drinking a hot drink with a straw? Come on, man.
I love what Trump says there. He says, sometimes they explode.
But, this is just another common sense thing. It's like, why do we have to, address all of this stupidity? Like, because they're trying to force this stuff on everybody else. And so we have to address stupidity these days. I mean, that's what we're spending half our time doing, is just addressing the stupidity out there that's trying to be forced upon us all.
So somebody said a few years ago when they were talking about this whole thing that when they mandated these paper straws, they still then include them in a plastic package. And then they were putting out how much more plastic that was actually using by having to individually package these things.
Right? Oh, yeah, they were using way more plastic. I remember talking about this on the show at the time because they said, oh, stop using, plastic straws in your drinks at your coffee shop. So then they came up with these ultra fancy strawless lids, which are kind of nice, actually, because then, yeah, you can have a cold drink without straws, too. So double win, right? Well, there's more stinking plastic in the new fancy lid without the straw than there was just with the straw itself. And by the way, when it comes to plastic polluting our oceans, the overwhelming massive majority of that is not coming from coffee straws in America. It's coming from Asia.
China.
It's coming
China.
From Asia. Yeah. Yeah. Did I see it look like our phone line lit up there for a second? Nope, phone lines are still down here. TC in Billings sent us a message with regard to this story that they now believe that it is somebody within the FBI that is leaking details of these operations to arrest these criminal illegal aliens. TC in Billings sent us this message. I hadn't seen this news yet. Haven't confirmed this myself, but he says a newspaper in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, also exposed an upcoming ICE raid. TC says we need to start prosecuting. To the fullest extent of the law, they need to do this. I mean, I've already said that. But what did Tom Homan have to say? He was on with Sean Hannity last night. Let me just play a quick soundbite from that.
Well, look, we think it's coming from inside. And we know the first leak of Aurora is under current investigation. We think we identified that person under investigation right now. The California leak, Secretary Noem, she's correct. Some of the information we're receiving tends to lead toward the FBI. But I talked to the Deputy Attorney General all this weekend. They've opened up a criminal investigation. And they have promised that not only this person lose their job and lose their pension, they will go to jail.
Yeah, good stuff there from Tom Homan. Isn't it nice to just have somebody competent at leading the effort in the government again?
And just, you know, like Sam Kinison said, say it! And that's, you got to hand it to him and Kristi Noem. They just came right out and said it. And I tell you what they would have done, my old agency, Aaron, they would have identified these offices in, say, L.A. or Chicago or down here in Colorado. And you know what? You get the word, your entire office is shut down. Nobody lifts a finger or does anything, and then they just methodically go through every single person that had access to that op plan. You get called in, interviewed, told you're going to take a polygraph. I tell you what, you refuse to polygraph, you're on admin leave. You're out of here.
It's kind of like if there was a military unit out doing training this weekend and somebody lost a rifle or, you know, a big round of ammunition. All right, nobody's going anywhere until we find it. Same concept applies here, right? They would do it to Joe. They need to do it to one of these corrupt, high-powered bureaucrats for sure. Okay, hold that thought. More to follow. If you got something you want the Joker and I to talk about, send us a message on the Montana Talks app. Our phone lines are down for now. So, send us a message.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Medicare spending is growing faster than the economy. That means several things. It means that growth by itself will not provide the resources needed to fund it, and that some revenue from something else, cuts from other programs, money from taxpayers, or borrowing from future taxpayers, will be needed. Regardless of how popular the program is or how much people say they don't want it changed, something must be changed to provide the fuel for its growth. Historically, addressing the situation has involved top-down cost control measures. By necessity, these are bureaucratic. They have also been largely ineffective. Price controls, cuts to doctor reimbursements, electronic medical records. They will likely be proposed again, but none have succeeded. That's because they don't address a fundamental cause of spending growth, and that is the third-party payer system. As benefit recipients, we have no incentive to economize on care. We simply want the government to pay for it. That's a recipe for cost growth, and we can expect more of it. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Pulino. Rascal Flatts have teamed up with pop group The Jonas Brothers to release I Dare You, marking the country band's first radio single since 2020. Back in October, the trio announced that they would be reuniting for a 2025 tour following a multi-year hiatus, and they shared a clip of the song on their Instagram. The Country Icons 25th Anniversary Tour, the Life is a Highway Tour, will kick off their 22-stop trek in Evansville, Indiana, February 13th. Lauren Alana and Chris Lane will serve as special guests. The trio recently played at the inauguration events of President Donald Trump. And while Beyonce took home the trophy for Best Country Album at the 67th Grammy Awards for Cowboy Carter, there were some other awards handed out. Kacey Musgraves, The Architect, won for Best Country Song, and Chris Stapleton won Best Country Solo Performance for It Takes a Woman. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I couldn't resist. I wanted to save it for Tuesday. I wanted to save it for today when John Jackson was in the house with us. But, man, he sent out the funniest tweet during the Super Bowl. Sex with chocolate. I was like, okay, now I got to, you know, because Monday was yesterday, so we were talking a little bit about the Super Bowl. John, I was dying laughing because I missed the, you know, the kickoff. I missed the national anthem and everything by the time we got to the Super Bowl party. And so when I saw your tweet, sexual chocolates at the Super Bowl, I was like, what is the reference here? I mean, I know sexual chocolate because Coming to America, this incredible Eddie Murphy movie from, what, the late 80s, early 90s, and the singer, sexual chocolate, and he's stomping the floor. But then I watched the clip. Because it was the clip where Donald Trump gets this massive applause from the crowd, and it was while the national anthem was playing. And then they show Donald Trump on the screen, and then that's when the crowd starts to erupt with applause.
Yeah, it was a really awful national anthem by the way it was sung and everything. It's not sung in the traditional way. But then the way he did it, too, I mean, you just see two lines of that, and you're like, it's Randy Watson. I mean, it's sexual chocolate because he's just like this hack lounge singer who's basically just like Eddie Murphy did, just kind of talking it through in a sing-songy voice, not really actually doing any kind of talented singing. You follow me?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Randy Watson. Another favorite moment when the reverend introduces him, and the church ladies are like, little golf clap, like looking
at each
other.
That one good.
So for those who missed it yesterday, this was the part where the crowd erupts with applause. It was a post on X by Dylan Johnson, and but you almost missed the massive applause for Trump because you're too busy hearing the in the background.
Through the perilous fight, yeah, the rain.
Anyway,
sexual chocolate.
Oh man,
show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride.
Oh yeah, you could just go all day with this one. And then all the guys in the barbershop, you know, that there's like four different Eddie Murphy characters that he plays, different Eddie Murphy characters. I mean, you could just imagine those guys having a conversation, talking about Kendrick Lamar wearing the mom jeans during the halftime show. You know, he had on the girl jeans with the bell bottoms and everything, you know.
He ain't lying.
Oh, man. So what prompted this to come up? I'm glad we were talking about this because I meant to save that for today, but I ended up having too much fun with it yesterday. So I asked John during the break, did you see the poll that came out during the Super Bowl? So during the Super Bowl, the Montana Republican Party posted a tweet. Who lost the worst? Did you see the tweet?
I did.
You did. Okay. So for those of you that didn't see it, the Montana GOP, I forgot to bring this up with Don Kay yesterday. Who lost the worst? The Kansas City Chiefs, Ryan Bussey, John Tester, or the fourth poll question, who is Ryan Bussey? And the winner was, who is Ryan Bussey?
And by a lot, too,
by
right?
By like 47%. Now, John Tester had an early lead with being the biggest loser, according to this poll. The Chiefs, though, they only had 14% of the vote, and John Tester had 31% of the vote. But, yeah, who is Ryan Bussey? Had about 47% there. So.
If you were ever following Fussy Bussey there, following his Twitter feed during that time last year where he was running for governor, all he ever did in his Twitter feed was he would go out. It was either pictures of his billboards that, of course, he bought with out-of-state dark money, or him standing in front of one of his billboards. That dude, that's the most fun he's ever had in his life because, you know, he's like doing to Jesse Jackson, I am somebody. Look at me. I got a billboard.
Dude, he was so excited about the billboard. And it's like, dude, all you're telling me is that you couldn't afford radio or TV commercials, so you bought a billboard instead. Like, I mean, I don't want to bash billboards. I think everything has a place. Everything can have an impact. But, like, you want to win elections, you're on radio and TV. You know.
What was Sean Davis's quote out at SHOT Show? A deranged, gun-grabbing fruitcake? Was that
something
it?
Like that. Yeah, something like that. By the way, he's welcome to call in anytime. Although our phone lines are down right now, but what we could do is he could message us his number and we could call him through my computer so he could still be on that way too or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
not going to hold your breath on that one.
Yeah. But then when he decides to run for office again, he'll be like, I demand 3 full hours on the radio. And it's like, dude, you could have called in any moment during the last year and a half, but I demand. Anyway, this was another funny thing. Since we're joking around here this morning. And by the way, the whole straw thing, you know, it's all in good fun. Look, if you're a dude who uses a straw, especially if you've got a medical reason for doing so, hand tremors, et cetera. We had a message from a listener in Kalispell. Look, we totally understand that. Nobody's going to mock you if you have to use straws for a medical reason. In fact, I mean, you could almost joke that Jesse Waters kind of was, you know, he just had President Trump talk about how worthless these straws are to try to use them. And then Jesse Waters is like, well, real men don't use straws. So, you know, but it's all in good fun. John, did you hear the James Carville soundbite? Where
I did.
So James Carville. OK, I'll just play a brief version of this. I won't play the full thing because some of you have already seen it on X. James Carville. Well, here you go. Let's just roll about 30 seconds of the audio here.
It's like there's a plant somewhere in, quote, progressive, unquote, America that just to see how many jack stupid things that they can embrace. There has to be a AI-generated, progressive generator of really dumb ideas. They have not been right about a single thing in all of history, and they're never going to be right.
All right, so this was on The Five on Fox News yesterday. They played this soundbite from James Carville. And for those of you who grew up with Rush Limbaugh, you know, it's a wall, Larry. Now he's saying, it's a plant, Larry. It's a plant in the Democrat Party. That's the reason the Democrats keep coming up with these stupid ideas and why they keep doubling down on these stupid ideas, that there is a plant in the Democrat Party. Now, Jessica Tarlov struggled to name any names when asked who she thinks the plant in the Democrat Party may be. But I think at least when it comes to the Montana Democrat Party, we know who the plant is, and his name is Zoe Zephyr.
Well, for the Democrat, Montana Democrats, 100%. But Carville is absolutely right. And you saw even Barack Hussein Obama did this. Democrats have always done it up to Joe Biden. And that is, you have to at least pretend that you're a reasonable moderate. Okay, you can't outwardly just tell everybody plain and simple in black and white that you're a Looney Tune nutbag. But see, we talked about this last night on Spaces, actually. See, the era of Donald Trump, when 2016, when he was elected, all of the Democrats, everybody in the media, Trump gave them license to throw out all the rules. There were no more rules anymore. And see, when all of those rules and following the law and all that stuff got thrown out the window, see, now they also don't have to follow the rules anymore about how to appeal to the voters out here anymore. No, we're just going to be who we are and do what we want.
We were talking about some of the music at the Super Bowl and Kendrick Lamar wearing girl jeans with bell bottoms on the bottom of it. Burns in Billings asked us, have you guys talked about how Beyonce won the Grammy for Country Album of the Year? Beyonce won Country Album of the Year at the Grammys. I think I mentioned it, you know, maybe last week or whenever the heck the Grammys were. I forget who I was talking to, but they made a great point. They said just how absurd it is that Beyonce got Country Album of the Year. But also, Why do we care what the Grammys have to say when it comes to... We have the Country Music Awards. Who cares what the Grammys have to say about country music? Maybe next year the CMAs should give out an award for the best pop album of the year and give it to a country singer. You know, give it to, you know, one of the rapping country guys or something.
Yeah, guess what, guys? This ain't 20 years ago. Okay, nobody cares. Okay, nobody watches the freaking Grammys or the Oscars or the Golden Globes or any of that crapola anymore. Y'all have y'all's little nerd proms up there. You get up there and give each other awards and, yeah, you know, have your little circle jerk. Nobody watches it anymore. Nobody cares.
It is fun to make fun of it, though, and it's still fun. And I loved the meme. Big Sky Memes on Facebook shared a meme where George Strait was named the pop star artist of the year or something like that, too. It was just for fun, you know.
Pop star, yeah, George Strait.
George Strait could kick the butts of every single one of them. That's all I know. Earl in Fort Benton sent us a message on the Montana Talks app here. Hey, you were talking about the temperature with the wind chill up in the Haver neighborhood. Well, here in Fort Benton, we had 33 below zero without wind. Just imagine what that would have been if we would have had a 5-mile-an-hour wind. Yeah, that would be bad. I told somebody, I think Lavina, they said they were like 30-something below zero, but no wind. I will take 30 below zero without wind than 20 above with a lot of wind. That's just me.
Test. This is my temperature test of the weather outside. When you first walk out your door and you first take that breath, that first breath of that air, does it automatically make you cough? And then do you feel your nose hairs just freeze, right? That's how you know it's cold. That's your internal thermometer.
That's why she told you to get the damn nose trimmer and the ear hair trimmer, John. Oh, come on, you got to listen when a lady tells you something.
You feel like...
So, you know, men may not use straws, but we wear gloves. You know, boy, you better. I broke out the snowblower the other day, and I just had my normal cloth gloves on.
No.
Man, my fingers were stinging. They were stinging. It was stinging rain. It was stinging cold.
Stinging rain.
Wow. I was like, yeah. Even my cat was looking at me like, what's wrong with you, man? What's going on? The dog could have cared less, but the cat was, you know, a little concerned, which is odd because that's never, it's usually the other way around.
It's because
right?
You're screeching. That's why the cat was looking at you like, what is this dude doing?
Do you use a straw in your coffee? Come on, man.
Great.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah, John, we got to get to your yellow notepad here and see what you've got scribbled down on your list to talk about. But since we're having so much fun here talking everything from the Super Bowl and more, I got to throw one more at you. Did you see the story that I put on our Montana Talks website? David Noble and I were talking about what if you did a gender neutral cattle auction? because I mean, look, with the left's woke, you know, bad ideas here with their plants and their party. I mean, you're not allowed to use gender terms, not just for people, but for anything. Right. And so, you know, you can't say bull sale. You can't say bred heifer. You can't say steers. And well, never mind. You just can't say any of that stuff. Right. No, nothing gender specific. So anyway, I went to AI. I used ChatGPT and then Elon Musk's Grok, which is on X. And I said, hey, you know, write me a funny monologue for a cattle auctioneer doing a gender-neutral cattle auction. And there's some pretty funny stuff in there. So I've got the full, you know, highlights on our Montana Talks website right now. So now let's flash forward to today. I played the James Carville story about, you know, there's a plant. It's a plant, Larry. There's a plant in the Democrat Party. Well, right on, John. He had this funny message where he's like, well, if Democrats are plants, what kind of plants would they be? And, you know, so he threw out some ideas like the stinging nettle and a few other good ones. So then I thought, you know what? That's a genius idea. Let's go into Grok, which is the AI platform on X. And I asked this question. I said, if Democrats are plants, what would be some funny plant names to show how bad the Democrats are right now and just how crazy they are? And here's just some of my favorite ones. The daughter, is a parasitic vine that strangles other plants while contributing nothing. Perfect for symbolizing bureaucratic bloat or leeching off working class votes without delivering. And then the stinging nettle, that was right on John's idea. The stinging nettle is prickly and painful to deal with, much like the party's inviting and sanctimonious lectures. And there's more. I mean, it was just hilarious. I think I included you on a post on X about that.
Crabgrass. Crabgrass, right away. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. But, of course, you know, he's talking about an actual plant, meaning they've got somebody inside messing them up. And you and I were talking about that at the break. You know, just right off the top of your head, who would you name as the inside plant that is poisoning their whole message? And right off the top of your head, it's the squad. Those people inside the squad, primarily Queen Bee AOC. If you were the Democrats, if you cut out like a cancer, cut out the entire squad, you and all of their supporters, you would take away 50% of that nutty nonsense.
Yeah, very good point. And you know, you could argue that here in Montana, that I'll bet you if some of the Democrats here in Montana, especially the old school ones, were to be open and honest with us, they would say the same thing. They'd be like, look, the reason why we can't win elections anymore, the big ones that really matter, is because the woke radical leftists that dominate the party. I'll guarantee you, if John Tester was going to do an open, honest conversation and somebody asked him about Zoe Zephyr, I'll bet you he would start cussing and, oh, yeah, that's why, you know, partly why I lost that election. But, of course, he never had the cojones to stand up to him either, though, right?
I want them to do this. I want them to keep on. I want the squad. I want 30 people in the squad. And you just see right now, they're doing exactly what we want because they got out there on the Capitol steps just about every day. Now you got that ghetto girl there, Jasmine Crockett, is out there. She's their voice right now. You've got Queasy, Queasy and Fume, and all of
Queasy.
These Queasy. You got Queasy and Fume and all of these nutbags out there that are their voice now and shouting the nastiest, stupidest, trashiest things. And I love it. Keep it up. We want more.
Yeah. That reminds me when I was thinking about how John Tester didn't have the cojones to stand up to Zoe Zephyr. Well, part of it is because, John Tester is a radical leftist. We've always known that. The media lied about him being a moderate, but he knew how to fake it to make it. And the Zoe Zephyrs of the world made it so hard for Democrats to fake it to make it anymore. They used to pretend to be moderate, but Zoe Zephyr wouldn't allow them to pretend to be moderate anymore. You had to embrace this radical transgenderism agenda. They used to pretend to support Israel, but then we saw what happened with the anti-Semitism on the left, and even John Tester started waffling, even though he had before seemed to be a defender of our friends in Israel and standing up for Jewish people, right? And then, well, he started waffling. But that reminded me, speaking of cojones, again, this is the most unwoke hour of the week whenever John is in the studio with us here. So Elon Musk has these like brilliant young people working with him in DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. And rather than investigating the wasteful government spending that is happening in Washington, D.C., no, what does the media do? They investigate the people who are uncovering the wasteful spending. So what was the story here? They said that, well, this young guy, when he was, I don't know, 15 or whatever, he had a screen name that went by the screen name of, what was it, Big Balls?
I think so. Yeah, that might have been it. Yeah, I'm sure he's talking about the basketball. He's a big basketball player.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's Big Balls. Yeah.
Yeah, or the rugby balls are a little bigger than a football. Maybe it was.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So the media has a field day with Big Balls.
And, don't talk about Jessica Tarlo family here. She's a nice girl.
and they weren't talking about the T-Rex at the Museum of the Rockies either, by the way, Big Mike. But anyway, that got me thinking, I thought that this story was going to come up. I don't know if it's scribbled on your little yellow sheet of paper there yet, but I had a song ready for you. I got a song ready for you. Here you go, Waylon Jennings. Let me see if I got it queued up. We'll just start it from the top. You guys know this song? I might have to fast forward a little bit. Yeah, clap, John. Here we go. It might take a while, but I like that guitar. If only we knew this before the inauguration. Had all these balls in the inauguration. We could have had a big ball in, well, not Cowtown, but in the Capitol.
I mean, the freaking mainstream media. These are the people that couldn't figure out COVID. They couldn't figure out the Hunter Biden laptop. But they have found every single post and the sixth grade report card of some 20-year-old that nicknamed Big Balls. I mean...
Oh, we're doing a jig in the studio today. I tell you what, we are two-stepping today.
Well, the good news is they come out and fire him, and then there's this massive outcry out here in the Twitterverse on social media. Hey, what are you doing? No, we're not doing that anymore. We're not canceling people for stuff, you know, some silly thing they said on social media years ago. Bring him back. So Elon Musk puts out a poll tweet and says, should I bring him back? And everybody was overwhelming yes. So guess where he is now, Aaron? Big Balls is at the State Department.
He's not in Cowtown, then.
He's not in Cowtown.
Because they could have sent him to the Ag Department, and then they would have been like, hey, Big Balls is in Cowtown. He's at the Ag Department. Let's go on down there. The stock growers are in town. Our calf's here. Everybody's here.
He's going to have more dates now. His dance card is going to be full for the next year.
His dance card. Oh, man. Yeah, they could have had a big ball in the Capitol. You know, but they had the Liberty Ball. They had the... What other? They had all sorts of balls in the Capitol for the inauguration, but they did not have the Cowtown one. So.
AC/DC. We've got big balls. They've got, you know the song.
I don't know that one.
Oh, AC/DC. We'll get it at the break.
Okay, all right. There we go. Okay, all right. Well, all right. If you've been clutching those pearls, you can release them. You can relax for just a moment now. John, what else do you got scribbled on your yellow notepad there?
Well, of course, in my opinion, other than the crooked FBI, the biggest story of the last few days is this crooked judge up in New York by the name of Paul Engelmeyer, who has a hearing at, I believe it's 1 o'clock in the morning. The other night in New York, without the Trump people present, with just the plaintiffs present, and issues a TRO, a stay, against the Trump government, saying that the Treasury Secretary or any of his people or no one can access the Treasury records that they own. It is the most outrageous thing you've ever heard in all of our outrages that we've heard from not only Montana, but nationally from these crooked judges.
Yeah.
I mean, just outrageous.
The story continues. Crooked judges. Yeah, we see it in Montana. We see it nationally. Lori in Billings raised a good question about the FBI potentially leaking the plans and the raids. Are we sure it's not one of the deporting opposing politicians on some committee that gets advised of FBI plans? So that's a good question by Lori in Billings as well. All right, stand by.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
American people want these illegal immigrants out. The American people want their city safe and secure. The American people want inflation dealt with. The American people don't want hundreds of billions of dollars being spent on woke, Green New Deal, DEI, transgenderism, LGBTQ, you know, plus programs, you know, in every foreign country on the planet Earth. They don't want any part of it. But this is where they're saying the great constitutional crisis is. And I'm looking at the Democrats this weekend, and I'm like, okay, keep going. Don't stop. Just keep suing away. Just keep doing what you're doing.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, you exhausted every day. Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing. You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy and I'm fully focused. Strong Cell. It's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad or homeschooling your kids or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it, and I am telling you, it is immediate. It is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com, and Strong Cell believes in their product so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
President Trump will comment on just about anything when the New York Post asked him about Prince Harry, who some folks want to kick out of the country, allegation of not being clear about past drug use. President said he wouldn't be a part of that. Then he said he's got enough problems with his wife. She's terrible. Couldn't resist taking a shot at Meghan Markle. Meanwhile, for all the policy battles he's involved in, Trump has fired all of the people who are on the board of the Kennedy Center and named himself the chairman. Now, this is about giving a finger to the establishment. He also said he didn't like the fact there'd been a couple of drag shows at what is the premier Washington venue for concerts and opera and plays. Well, now Trump is in charge of that, too. This is him wanting to get back with culture wars. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John, so this is funny. You and I were talking during the break. Can you just imagine some rancher driving down the road, you know, heading to Great Falls right now, and all of a sudden, Big Balls in Cowtown starts playing on the radio, and you're like, his wife's probably slapping him. Turn this off right now. Well, I got a nice note from one of our listeners. My mother-in-law said that my father-in-law would be very proud of me playing Waylon Jennings on the radio right now. Hi, mom-in-law. As we talk about big balls in Cowtown.
Can't you see the heads just doing like this, like that shake in their head, like with their eyes half closed, like, oh, my God, I'm not related to that person. Right?
Yeah, the guys at the barber shop and Coming to America, that boy got problems. let's see here. Hey, this is a cool email. I got an email from David in Shepherd, Montana. It's so cold out there. He sent me a photograph of a sun pillar. And then including the definition of a sun pillar. A sun pillar is a vertical beam of light that appears to come from the sun during sunrise or sunset. It is caused by light reflecting off of ice crystals in the air because it is so cold out there. I saw the same thing driving into the studio this morning, that like the lights on a business, it looked like they were shooting straight into the sky. It was like there was a spotlight, like it was like beam me up, Scotty, coming from every building, where there was just a single straight light, almost like a flashlight pointed into the sky, on top of every building. It was kind of crazy.
I go to let my dog out this morning, and it's still dark, and the security light comes on as you make the motion, as you go out, and it catches. And I look, is it snowing? But you see the crystals floating, and you realize it's the air that's frozen.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you're staring at it like, what? Oh, my God.
It's like in Stranger Things when you see all the white, you know, things flying, hovering in the air. It looks like almost like ashes from a campfire or something. Yeah, but that's ice crystals today. So.
Yeah.
It's another day in Montana in February. You know, and again, another reminder, I don't think the global warming activists are out. I don't think Ryan Bussey's kids are protesting the Laurel gas plant today. I don't think they're protesting in Colstrip today either. I wonder if they're out skiing.
The coldest I've ever been was 55 below with the chill factor at my cabin one time. And oh my God, then you get on a snowmobile and now you're creating wind on top of that because of the speed you're going at it. Oh, this, it's like there's no amount of clothes you could get on that will keep you actually warm. You're just kind of surviving at that temperature.
Yeah, our producer Caden said this. He says, driving up to my grandparents' farm on the High Line, the farm lights are like a giant beam in the dark. You could see them from like 5 miles away. And it's yet another reminder that as we enter, you know, period of darkness and the coldest temperatures of the year, when, you know, especially if you're outside, it could not seem like it could get any worse than this. And yet you still notice how the lightness overcomes the darkness. It's interesting how little things like that can be a reminder of that. John, you said, hey, we should check and see if there's any big breaking news before we get into the next hour of the show. Fox News, this one actually came in earlier, but I didn't get a chance to check my phone until now. 4 FEMA employees have been fired over egregious payments for migrants, according to the Department of Homeland Security. So we're seeing some accountability where they're not giving enough relief to the hurricane victims in Western North Carolina and elsewhere, but they're still trying to give tens of millions of dollars to support illegal aliens. And they're doing this just as a blatant, you know, middle finger to not just President Trump, but to we the people.
And you saw, we talked about this last night on our spaces, the acting director of FEMA. I mean, that person should be fired right away, because you would have one job, and that one job is, you people don't spend one nickel of money that does not come through my office and get approved. And I mean, you're out. He spent that $59 million, you're out, you're fired.
Well, what should we talk about in the 9 o'clock hour of this show? Send us a message on the Montana Talks app. And if you want to jump in on the phone lines, send us your phone number and we'll call you in the 9 o'clock hour, because our phone lines are still frozen.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Medicare spending is growing faster than the economy. That means several things. It means that growth by itself will not provide the resources needed to fund it, and that some revenue from something else, cuts from other programs, money from taxpayers, or borrowing from future taxpayers, will be needed. Regardless of how popular the program is or how much people say they don't want it changed, something must be changed to provide the fuel for its growth. Historically, addressing the situation has involved top-down cost control measures. By necessity, these are bureaucratic. They've also been largely ineffective. Price controls, cuts to doctor reimbursements, electronic medical records. They will likely be proposed again, but none have succeeded. That's because they don't address a fundamental cause of spending growth, and that is the third-party payer system. As benefit recipients, we have no incentive to economize on care. We simply want the government to pay for it. That's a recipe for cost growth, and we can expect more of it. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.